This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dorch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for coming by the show. We're glad to have you. Today, we're going to have one of our regular guests, one of our favorite guests on the show, Linda Ricks. She's in studio with me right now. She's a co-CEO of AVIEW Technologies. They run the job site, AVIEWCentral.com, and they got a whole bunch of interesting and cool stuff that's going on for the federal government in terms of some mobile apps. They're doing stuff with vets. They're going to be at FOSSI. They're going to be at the Federal Managers Association Conference. There's a lot we're going to be talking about today. But Linda, first, welcome to the show. Good to see you again.
Hey, nice to see you.
And let's talk about what's going on with just the whole overall federal hiring market. You know, what are you hearing? Let's talk about USA jobs. Let's talk about federal retirements. What are we hearing in terms of, you know, the military and the DOD kind of cutbacks and things like that? What is your take on the whole market right now?
Well, it's been interesting. We've had probably an uptick. As I understand it, retirements went up 25%. In January.
Okay.
So retirements are way up. So that should open up a lot of entry-level positions at the lower levels for folks to apply for, particularly for people coming out of college trying to get jobs, tough economy. So this is a great place to go, get good training, get good career progression. I think that kind of trending is going to continue as long as Congress is talking about things like it's not going to be your high three, it's going to be your high five, and things like that. So I think we're going to start to see a lot more of that pick up.
So the whole doom and gloom that the federal government won't be ever hiring people again and all the budget cuts, people should kind of, you know, I mean, you should take that with a kind of a grain of salt a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And one thing that's nice about this fiscal year is the government is funded through the fiscal year.
Okay.
We haven't seen that in quite a while, you know, where we've been under continuous CRs or whatever.
Right.
So what we're doing now is seeing that because that funding is stabilized for the year, people are starting to be a little more active in terms of filling jobs. And where we do still have a lot of agencies whose 2013 budgets look a little dire, I think they're reluctant to go through a full hiring process. But when you get the retirements compounded with the fact that you do have some budget certainty for the year, I think you're going to see a little more activity going up. Although we have seen a big drop in the site visits to USA Jobs, huge drop.
And why? I mean, you know, is it? I know we've, you know, I've looked at USA Jobs. It seems like they've worked a couple of bugs out. There's still some things going on there.
Yeah.
I mean, is it because of the whole problems that they had initially with the launching, and now people don't trust it as a reliable source to find government jobs? I mean, what's the reason for the traffic going
down? I think
that's
probably a big part of it, because the dive in site visits dropped right after the launch of the new USA Jobs 3.0. So it dropped right after the launch, and it's continued to maintain a 12-month a rolling 12-month low.
Okay.
So it's never been this low before, and it's kind of continuing down that trend line. And then, you know, I think we're just seeing just frustration with it. I think the fact that there was so much Facebook commentary on it has served as a deterrent. And there are plenty of alternative sites you can go to, like Indeed.com and some of these other sites where they do a good job of aggregating.
AV Central, you get, I mean, you're posting,
Central.
You know, AVCentral.com, you're posting job, you know, stuff for federal government too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're doing a better job of job search, job matching, job filtering, being able to, in particular, we're focused on, you know, helping military members that are exiting the military find civilian jobs in the federal sector. So we're really focused around making sure that people can get the information they need, which is a bigger difference than I think just being just a pure posting site. You know, we're trying to provide tools and access and information.
Right. So. Do you feel that, you know, with this trending going down, you know, and you know, our federal managers who you're talking to, are they kind of saying, hey, listen, we're not posting on USA Jobs as much anymore? Are they saying we're coming to your site, we're going to Indeed, we're going to LinkedIn? Are they using, you know, alternatives more now?
I think so. Interestingly, there's been a huge transition around in government around that I found surprising around recruiting and wanting to do a lot more with social media, a lot more with trying to aggressively get to a high quality talent pool. Right. And there's not enough focus on that when you go to a big job board. And it is any big job board. It's not just USA Jobs. Any big job board, you're going to have not as much focused attention. Okay. So the trend, I think, right now in the federal government, which surprises me a little bit just because I wasn't really expecting to see a whole lot of this, but the trending right now is really getting much more sophisticated on the outreach and getting to precise demographics, precise targets. We need engineering.
A lot more targeting recruitment rather than just kind of like a broad based, kind of just shoot it all out to everybody.
Yep.
Going to maybe associations or going to different, you know, different kind of, like you said, demographics or different groups.
Right. And colleges and universities that have been successful for these agencies in the past that may be more local to where they are, or maybe they have the type of degree program that produces the kind of skill set that they're looking for. So we're seeing a lot more of that. More willingness to accept the fact that posting to USA Jobs is not recruiting, which has been a long time mantra of mine. And, you know, trying to get people to understand.
Putting something on a job site is just not recruit. Recruitment means your outreach. It means you're out there looking at people and talking
exactly.
to people.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot more personalization of the outreach.
Okay.
So I like that. And I think the return of the job fair is back. Big time.
Okay.
So we're seeing a lot more of that.
So 2012 and 2013, you think it's going to be an increase in job fairs?
Yeah, and I think it'll be all over the country.
Okay. For everybody, or is it going to be more targeted for just kind of veterans or, you know, because we got this whole big vet, you know, vet movement. And, you know, of course, I'm a veteran, so I support veterans, of course.
Yep.
But a lot of people say, you know, the veterans are taking all the jobs, this, that, and the other. You know, are we going to see these targeted job fairs, or is this going to be job fairs that's going to be for everybody?
I think that you're going to see targeted job fairs to some extent.
Okay.
I know that there is a lot of planned activity because of the very significant push that the White House has on the private sector hiring veterans. So you're going to see a lot of that kind of focus in the job fairs. But I think generally what we're seeing is more and more agencies want to do that kind of outreach and want to participate in job fairs that are either being done in the universities or done in their local communities. There are a lot of congressionally sponsored job fairs going on right now. So I think you're just going to see more of a higher level of participation rate in those kinds of events.
Okay.
And then we're focused on supporting a couple of organizations that I don't think I can quite talk about yet, but you'll see that come out fairly soon on national virtual job fairs.
I mean, it's funny because you mentioned that. I know the intelligence community just had a virtual career fair about a couple of days ago. And that was a movement for a minute. You know, virtual career fairs came out and that was a big thing. And then it kind of fell off. Are we going to see that coming back?
Yeah, I hope so. We're going to try it again. It's going to be very targeted, very focused for certain skill sets that the government is, you know, has a shortfall in and needs to hire in. So even if you're not, you know, seeing a lot of government postings, you're going to see that the government still has a shortfall in talent in certain key areas. So one, you know, and typically engineering, scientific, technology kinds of areas.
I was just going to ask you, I mean, you know, for a person listening, what are some of those key areas that the government is probably, you know, I know we know talk about cybersecurity.
Right.
But what are some of the other things you're seeing that the high need is for in terms of government?
A lot of scientific disciplines.
Okay.
And so you're looking at the big trend now in technology after we get through this hoo-ha with the cybersecurity stuff, you know, it's the big technology trend is on big data. It's called big data. Big data is a trend line where you've got a tremendous amount of operations data and a tremendous amount of data that's related to, aggregation of huge information flow. Mm-hmm. So you see it in intelligence analysts and jobs like that. Well, these big data jobs are huge number crunching. So data scientists, I think you can see a lot more folks that, and we're certainly looking for a lot of folks, AVU's looking for a lot of folks in information graphics. So that
meaning what information graphics in terms of like somebody doing a logo or something?
No, somebody who can take this massive amount of data and information and create a beautiful graphic that's very simple to look at. It
for
communicates. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So almost to be able to put it in a form that a decision maker can look at a graph and say this is the percentage of whatever the case is.
Yeah, and here's what it tells me, and here's how I use that in making my decisions. So our mobile apps are very intensive on graphics, obviously, because all mobile apps are. And you don't have a lot of real estate to put tables up or, you know, a lot of data like that. So what you really want is a picture. You want to be able to do a little drill down. You want it in real time. You want these massive data stores to crunch in real time and process very, very quickly. So that's the objective, I think, in the next trending cycle. So if the government, and I'm not sure that the federal sector really fully recognizes the value of that at this point.
Okay.
But I think they will in the very near future. So the idea is let's get a lot more people who are maybe in college right now or who are looking for a career change to start getting focused on where the upcoming need is going to be. So, and then you get your classic engineering jobs. We're still lots and lots of highly technical jobs where there's just a shortfall in the labor market.
We're talking to Linda Rick. She is co-CEO of AVU Technologies. They run the job site, avucentral.com. We're talking about what's going on with the federal market. We're going to get into a lot more what's going on with AVU Technologies. They've got some different applications that some federal agencies are using that I think may be of interest, especially if you're a federal manager out there listening. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Life's big decisions require some research. You get comparison reports before you buy a car. You hire an inspector when buying a house. You might even look up someone online before a date. But when you go to pick your primary care physician, sometimes you only get a name and number. That hardly seems fair. After all, the only person who has more influence on your health is you. It's different at Kaiser Permanente. All our doctors are listed online with information that paints a picture of who they are, so you know you're picking a doctor who is right for you, right for your family, and someone you can email. Oh, here's one for Dr. Amy Benoulis, who went to Northwestern. Dr. Lindsay Strickland is interested in chronic disease management and is accepting new patients. Bingo! Become a member, and no matter whom you choose, you get a true advocate for your health. So log on to kp.org/doctor and check us out. It could be the beginning of a healthy relationship. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
You wouldn't drive your kids in the car without them wearing seatbelts, would you? So why leave them unprotected when you're gone? Learn about the latest techniques for maximizing your wealth and protecting your assets for your heirs. Join me, Wayne Zell, for Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I'm an estate planning attorney with Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman. Each week, we talk about how you can realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. That's Blueprint for Wealth, Saturdays at 10 a.m., right here on 1500 AM.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7222.
Giving you the edge on healthy living, here's Mayo Clinic Medical Edge.
We tell patients that every medical option out there has to be explored first. At that point, they may consider having deep brain stimulation done.
Deep brain stimulation, or DBS, is sort of like a pacemaker for the brain. Tiny electrical shocks, short circuit, or jam abnormal signals in very specific parts of the brain. It can be effective in relieving the symptoms of patients with movement disorders like Parkinson's disease, essential tremor, or dystonia. Mayo Clinic Dr. Jerry Evidente feels the potential of deep brain stimulation is just starting to be realized.
What I'm excited about would be the potential applications of DBS for headaches.
Restless leg syndrome and epilepsy are two other areas of research. There's also ongoing investigation into whether deep brain stimulation slows or even reverses Parkinson's disease. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
Concerned about your health? Then be sure to catch the groundbreaking radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero as they bring you the latest news about traditional and alternative medicine, dietary supplements, nutrition, and healthy living. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Visit myvillagegreen.com, listen to past shows, and discover other healthy living resources.
Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Megafood and Gero Formulas.
Join Affirm on Thursday, March 15th for an in-depth look at moving beyond the boundaries, accelerating government at the speed of mobility. You'll hear from leaders such as Avi Bender, CTO of Census, Steve Kemp, Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, Rick Holgate, CIO for ATF, and Lisa Schlosser, Deputy CIO of the United States. That's Thursday, March 15th at the Washington Plaza Hotel. Register today at affirm.org.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're joining us just now, we are talking to Linda Ricks. She is co-CEO of AVIEW Technologies, and they run the job site AVIEWCentral.com. Yeah. Let me put it that way, AVIEWCentral.com. But they also have a number of different applications where they're working with federal agencies, you know, to help basically improve recruitment, improve performance, improve, you know, the disciplinary process and everything else. And we're going to talk about some of these applications that they have here. One thing while we were on break, though, Linda, something came up. You wrote this article and kind of was maybe dealing with this about the millennium generation meets the KSA. What was that about? what's the whole nature of that?
The millennials meet the KSA. Right. I love that. It was really interesting. It came about because a friend of mine was struggling with his son not being able to find employment, just graduated from college. And all the employment he'd had before had been summer internships and things like that. And he described himself in his resume as being a, I think it was something like a entry sort of protocol manager or something like that. And what he was he checked lift tickets at a ski lift in Vail. He was looking to get a federal job. So we started a dialogue and at first, you know, his father said, you know, can you help him out? And I said, sure, you know, I'll get him. Yeah. Somebody will help him out. And then I got personally intrigued in it. And so he's become my, my late night.
Your experiment almost.
Yeah. Late night texting buddy. And so he's been asking a lot of questions and it's really been illuminating. You know, it's very enlightening.
What kind of questions? I mean, this new generation, what are they asking? What are you seeing?
Well, first of all, there's just a basic translation problem.
Okay.
Like whether he's applying on the right announcement or not. There are some things like, there'll be a section in a vacancy announcement that says required documents.
Right.
And nobody, 0.002% of the people who apply for jobs, federal jobs, read the vacancy announcement.
Right.
Yeah,
right? Sure.
So at first he's telling me, I can't get this job. I'm really ideally suited. You know, how come? What's up? And so he sent me all the stuff. And so I started to parse everything for him and explain it to him. And one was required documents. And I said, you know, when they ask you for a document, if you then you're out.
Yeah.
You're done.
Right.
And this is a somewhat of a shock, I think, particularly to millennials who think, well, they're going to want to know me.
They're
going to want to know about
me
because I'm an intriguing person.
Right, right.
And I know I can do this job.
Right.
So there's a very high expectation of a lot more personalization in the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is there's a really, I think for the millennials, the job process is just baffling.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went through and he said, well, what are these things? And they, of course, were the KSAs.
Right.
So we talked about how he needed to address them.
Right.
And he said, like, add add things into my resume? And I said, yes.
And he's like, add success stories into my resume? You're like, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And he's baffled. Like, what is that?
Yeah, what is that? And how do I translate it from this bureaucratic language into what I did previously. So it's just been a very interesting experience. So we wrote a piece that I did a Huffington Post blog on it, and then added that particular section to the front page of AV Central so that millennials who are looking for work can go in there. And you know, it's getting to the point where a lot of these kids, we have a applicant that writes regularly on one of our forums for recent college graduates. Yeah. And, you know, he said, you know, my dad's going to make me join the Marines if I don't get a job. And so I really need some help here because, you know,
I know you're a Marine. As a Marine myself, I would say that's a bad idea. Don't join the Marines unless you want to be one. That's going to be a bad choice right there. Join somewhere else. And I'm not going to say any other branch.
Those guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it struck me as, wow, we could really help out here by just flipping the process around. And it was a little thing like there's this whole bureaucratic nonsense about, it's not nonsense, but it sounds like nonsense about whether you've registered for the Selective Service or not.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, these folks didn't know Vietnam.
They didn't know the draft. Selective Service is not even in their minds.
No.
And we don't even talk about Selective Service anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's placed, and the text is placed in a manner where it actually sounds like all people should be in the Selective Service versus just men and so on. So there's all that just needs to cross over.
This educational process about kind of applying for federal government jobs. And really, since the federal government process has not changed to even adapt to this new generation.
Right.
And you still got this old process. And like you said, these, you know, the new generation is not being taught Selective Service or KSAs or, you know, it's such a new dynamic to them. It's like, and they're having a hard time, and it's frustrating for them because they're not getting jobs.
Right. And and you've got the other thing that I think is interesting is we put into our AVU staffing system, we put in the ability to post to Facebook and LinkedIn. And then in the applicant side, you can apply using your LinkedIn profile. So you don't have to have anything special done. You can just use your LinkedIn profile. Well, that doesn't have the receptiveness inside the federal government that it needs to have in order for it to really work. But that's really the direction the agencies need to go in, is if you're not getting the job postings out on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, then chances are for highly talented individuals, you're going to lose an opportunity to get somebody into the, you know, into your pipeline for your succession planning while these other people are busy retiring out. So
do you hear from federal managers that their frustration is what you just kind of said, that they may have a number of applicants, but they're not getting the ones they really want to see?
I can tell you that the frustration level of federal managers with the HR process is through the roof.
Okay.
And it isn't it isn't something that's going to, I think, be very tolerable very much longer.
Okay.
I think you're going to start to see some real anxiety being expressed, because federal managers are, you know, for a long time, there's always been sort of this, I call it the wasp tarantula dance, where, you know, the HR person and the manager who, you know, are theoretically working for the same objective aren't really.
Right.
And so, you know, and you got people who
everybody's protecting their own kingdom now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I call, you know, pathologically preoccupied by process is the HR side, right? And then you've got the manager who's sitting there thinking, I've got to hire somebody I can really work with because I'm going to be working with them for a very long time.
Right.
So I want the highest quality person that I can get. And we're seeing just a huge amount of roadblock behavior between the manager getting the best possible candidate and the process just getting in the way of making that happen.
I've seen this even personally with somebody who was trying to go for a job for an agency. Had been posted, the job went out last year.
Uh-huh.
They went through a process, canceled the thing has been going on for several months. And it's ridiculous to have a hiring process and have these people on hold.
Mm-hmm.
The announcement's been made, announcement been canceled, has to be a re-announce.
And it's just
caught up in some kind of HR process.
You know, one of the things that I find just really terrifying is OPM has a group of people who just read agency vacancy announcements. And what they do is they find some phraseology that mm-hmm. they think is, and they use the term erroneous. Mm-hmm. So there's an erroneous sentence in the vacancy announcement. Therefore, you will cancel the job and repost it.
Wow.
Which is crazy because it's non-substantive.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the regulatory base. It has nothing to do with the hiring process, meeting, you know, legal compliance or legal standards. It just has to do with, we think that it might confuse somebody. So instead of working on the
that's already too late.
That ship left a long time ago. But you know, the thing that just is amazing about it is when you look at the kinds of things that has produced, and when I see it in terms of you have people who just read vacancy announcements,
right,
and pick out language,
yeah,
and then go pick on the agency for
right.
I don't even get it.
It seems like a bad use of time and energy and resources,
yes,
in doing that. And the frustrating thing about it is you've got, you know, some people, and I know somebody who I know this because I know a person who's applying for this position,
uh-huh,
but highly qualified.
Right.
You know, the people seem like they want them, but because of this whole thing, I mean, a person waiting for several months,
right,
for this whole, you know, job process and everything else, you know, agency could lose somebody very, very valuable,
yep,
you know, over that, especially if they're very marketable.
Yes, yes. And I think it was a Gallup poll recently about the percentage of college graduates that are interested in federal employment.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2%.
It's going down, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And people are just fatigued.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's too hard.
And I remember a time period where there was a swing, you know, I mean, after 9/11 definitely jumped back up.
Right.
But then pre those times, the government was really worried about, you know, especially when in heydays where the market,
right,
was good and, you know, you could get jobs elsewhere, which we may be returning back to at least in upcoming years.
Hopefully.
You,
yep,
know, if that's the case, government starts worrying that we're not bringing in the talent that we used to.
Right. And I think, and with it, we're not bringing in the commitment, you know, we're not bringing in the public service ethic. So now we're just compounding the problems at this point.
Right, right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to these mobile apps, Linda. We want to talk about what you guys are doing with these mobile apps for these federal agencies and, you know, all the different tools that you are allowing federal managers to use in order to manage their process. We're talking to Linda Rick. She is co-CEO of Aview Technologies. They run the job site, aviewcentral.com. We're talking about federal hiring. We're talking about the federal hiring process, and then we're talking about some different applications that federal managers can use to help them out. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Derek T. George on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Caps fans, don't miss a huge Eastern Conference battle at Verizon Center when the Caps take on the Toronto Maple Leafs on Sunday, March 11th at 5 p.m. as the Caps continue their drive for the playoffs, powered by Constellation Energy. Caps games are always huge events. The fans are always pumped up, always a great time. This is the hottest ticket in town. Tickets are extremely limited, so call 202-397-SEAT or log on to washingtoncaps.com/singletix now and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
Max out your privacy settings on social networks. Restrict as much as you can what people can see of you. Close all your old accounts. Chances are it's got an email that you've reused. They could guess the maiden name of your mother or your first pet or something.
Yeah.
A lot of the celebrities whose email accounts were hacked, their challenge question was something that you could look up on the internet.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
The leader in informational seminars on federal benefits, financial, and retirement planning. NITP was established in 1984 and is 100% devoted to federal planning seminars. The mission is to educate federal employees and enable them to make fully informed decisions regarding their financial futures and retirement options. Through a variety of teaching platforms and seminars, NITP has the experience to help with your planning needs. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com for more information.
What is the power of Ingenuity? It's helping the FAA build the foundation for next gen. It's using satellites so planes fly safer, more efficient routes with fewer delays. It's proposing to change how air traffic controllers and pilots communicate thanks to a unique partnership between airlines and manufacturers to seamlessly introduce digital transmissions.
And it all comes from ITT Excellus, a world leader in air traffic management. Visit exelisinc.com. Excellus, the power of ingenuity.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
Members of the U.S. Armed Forces in good standing pose very little risk to aviation security. So as a part of its intelligence-driven, risk-based approach to security, TSA is now offering expedited screening benefits to active duty service members at Reagan National Airport. Those eligible include Armed Forces service members, reservists, and National Guard members who have a CAC card or a common access card and are traveling out of DCA. I'm J.J. Green.
911, what's your emergency?
Every day, EADS North America supports homeland security and defense missions here at home and around the globe. Whether it's responding to emergencies or disasters, providing military helicopters or systems that patrol and secure our borders and coastlines, EADS North America delivers on our promises every day. EADS North America, commitment defines us.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, are in lots of electronics like computer screens and TVs, and they're increasingly replacing traditional light bulbs. Soon they could have a surprising new use. LEDs might be used as a sort of indoor GPS, says electrical engineer Aaron Gannick. He's CEO of startup ByteLight that's turning light bulbs into wireless communication tools.
It's not just providing illumination, but it's also sending you navigation instructions.
Gannick says his LEDs screw into existing outlets and create light that looks normal to us, but is actually turning on and off very rapidly.
This is happening above the rate which the human eye can see, but it's slow enough such that a mobile device can actually see the modulation.
So the lights could send out digital information to a smartphone about your location as you browse a store, and
you could receive local deals or advertisements about items along the way that you might not have noticed.
More at nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been having an interesting conversation about what's going on with federal hiring, what's been happening in terms of the federal hiring market, in terms of USA jobs, in terms of, you know, what's trending right now, mm-hmm. what kind of jobs are trending. I think, Linda, we also mentioned that procurement jobs may be trending as well,
yep.
going up. We're talking to Linda Ricks. She is co-CEO of Aview Technologies. They run AviewCentral.com, which is a job site that federal jobs you just can go on and take a look at and apply for some jobs and go from there. Linda, talk to us about these mobile apps. I mean, I see you got your iPad right in front of you.
Bet.
And so iPad 2 and iPad 3 coming out
soon.
Yeah,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
But talk to us about these mobile apps. I mean, is this the way of the future where we're going? And then what are the mobile apps that you have mm-hmm. that federal managers can use, and how is it helping them?
I think mobile apps are just crazy good.
Okay.
For one thing, you know, if you just look at it as a recruiter, where, you know, it can pinpoint where you are, it can show you all of the applicants that have applied for positions in your area. So Aview tracks the residential zip code of all of the candidates that apply for positions. So from any place you can get to a map and see, for example, everybody in the last year that applied in this particular area, geographic area, that might be interested in coming to a job fair, and can I send them an invitation? So even if they didn't get a position,
wow.
They might be, you know, they have applied in the past, so they might be interested in doing that. So a lot of talent pool development, the ability to communicate with people who are potential recruits, the ability to get them and keep them interested is one way to do that. So I think the mobile apps are great for that. They're perfect for millennials because that's their world anyway,
right.
And that's an excellent place for them to be able to go and do job search, apply for positions, and do all that. But then we created a series of what I call kind of micro apps or mini apps, and one of them is We have a terrific application for federal supervisors and managers.
Okay.
And what it does is it helps them with understanding progressive disciplinary action and the progressive discipline model. And it actually is just an iPad app, and you just scroll over and give us some information about the situation and about the employee and about yourself and what you're doing in that situation. And then it tells you the level or the degree to which you need to act and the urgency with which you need to act.
Okay.
And then it gives you, and the part that I think federal managers just love when they see it is all the model letters are on there. So if you need to propose like a letter of reprimand, or if you need to propose some type of sick leave letter or something along those lines, they're all there, and they're best practice model letters that pass all the court review and scrutiny and things like that. So
let me
it's
give it,
really
let me,
wild.
Let's put this in a kind of a picture or kind of a movie. A federal manager has maybe a bad employee, and the employee is not performing, or some kind of performance or some kind, and then maybe some behavioral issues or something like that.
Right.
They can go to their iPad and then take that and then scroll over and say employee A, and then say, okay, behavioral issues, you know,
here's the situation.
Yep. And then automatically the program is going to start generating kind of solutions.
Right. And first what it does is it looks like it has little bars that go up from green all the way up to red.
Okay.
It looks actually like a stereo equalizer.
Okay.
And so it just goes up and it shows you the severity of what the employee has done. So let's take a really typical one of misuse of government property.
Okay. Sure.
Really typical one.
Sure.
And you just go through, was it intentional or was it for personal gain?
Right.
Did the person take something and sell it, or you know, something like that. And then when you're all done, it gives you a summary in narrative form that discusses each of the assessment factors, and you email that to yourself.
Okay.
And then if you want to take a look at and it suggests to you that perhaps this is a good time to put in a letter of caution. Okay. And so if you put in a letter of caution and it you email that to yourself, and then you can fill in the blanks in the letter of caution, and you're done.
Wow.
And it's just, I mean, it's wildly terrific.
And once you off the mobile app, once you're done, then it will, you can automatically, so I guess I'm looking at it, is the employee's information in there where you can just automatically fill the letter out, and then bing, you know, you push in and then it sends it out?
Because it's a mobile app and it's on the iPad,
Yes. We
don't put any personal information in.
Right. Okay.
So what you do is you email yourself the form, the letter in form, and then you get to your desktop. And you do it all there and save it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is especially good for the federal manager, the SES, who's on the go, you know, and just all around doing everything else.
Yep.
What have you seen in terms of people liking this?
I have yet to show it to a federal manager who doesn't say, oh, where were you like 2 months ago? Or, oh, that's perfect.
Right.
It's just what I need, you know.
Right.
So we're really pleased with the receptiveness of it. We're actually showcasing it. The big rollout is on March 13th at the Federal Managers Association Conference here in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
So we're doing a session called Using Progressive Discipline When Talking Is No Longer Enough. And and so we'll be actually showcasing it at that event.
You're going to have somebody with their iPad be like, what did you say again?
Yeah, exactly. So I think we'll bring a bunch of iPads to it and let managers kind of play with it. And then and it's sort of like almost like a focus group at the same time, because you get a reaction right away.
Right.
But then we have some others coming out, a couple that are really exciting. One is retirement readiness for the federal employee.
Okay.
So it'll be an iPad app that they'll be able to get and do all kinds of assessments, including a very high-level calculation, learning, you know, whether you can live within that number or not.
Right.
Other aspects of readiness like lifestyle and transitioning. What are you transitioning to?
Right.
So I look at it as we used to do years ago. We did a 5-day pre-retirement planning seminar for federal employees, and it's sort of all that in the iPad.
Are we looking at you know, just iPad apps? Or are you going to start looking at, you know, Droid? I mean, are you going to focus in just on the iPad? Or are you going to start going apps now, on all kind of platforms?
We're basically going to do dual development on multiple platforms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then everything that we put on the iPad, you can also get online through your, you know, just your IE browser. And then the Droid operating system, all of that. And then the other one, we're doing one on telecommuter readiness. Which I think will be a very cool one because it has the same kind of assessment capability as the Douglas factors.
Okay. Break that down.
That's the employee discipline one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it has the same kind of scale on telecommuter readiness. So it's for supervisors. You know, is the employee ready? Are they meeting these sort of guidelines?
Right.
Are you ready
right.
to supervise someone who's telecommuting
right.
based on these guidelines? And then there's a document that's produced from that.
Okay. So this is more of an individual assessment per employee.
Right.
To kind of say, based on their performance or based on who they are, this employee may be somebody I can look at as telecommuting ready.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And then we've got one for filing injury comp claims for workers' compensation and one on EEO case management. Claims.
Okay.
The cool thing is it's all, you know, fingertip. It's super intuitive. You just scroll along a dimension and it shows you different, you know, levels that you're moving along. And then it produces these fabulous graphics. It's just great.
You know, it leads me to think about, because federal regulations are so intense, and a lot of times, whether the HR people, whoever the case is, or a federal manager, you're coming on board, or even if you've been around for a long time, a lot of times you don't know every single regulation or every single disciplinary action you can take, or whatever the case is. What I'm hearing is that these apps would have all that information in it, so therefore it's no longer that you've got to go to the manual and try to find out, you know, F-682. The app has it inside there, and it's going to tell you, okay, these are all your different options based on your federal regs.
Right. And what it does is it's the sort of the magic of it is really because we know all the rules. They're all embedded, and they're all operating behind the scenes. There's no reason for you to read the regs because they're really captured in the process of doing the analysis. So it makes it, and the perfect part about having it as micro apps is it makes it really super intuitive and easy to use. And you just need that one thing at that one point in time,
right?
You don't need to know everything. You just want to know this one thing. And I can tell you, you know, the managers that I've talked to, if I say Douglas factors, they go, oh, the Douglas factors.
They know it already. Right.
Yeah.
Sure,
I just went through that. It was so intimidating.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. We're talking to Linda Rick. She is co-CEO of AVIEW Technologies. We're talking about the federal hiring process. And we're talking about mobile apps that will make federal managers be able to do their job a lot easier. We listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about credentialing and talk about other things that are going on with AVIEW Central as we kind to close out the show today. Listen to Derek T. Dorch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Meeting mission goals through IT modernization, brought to you by General Dynamics IT.
A milestone for mobile technology in the federal government, the General Services Administration says its mobile app site now hosts 100 different citizen-facing applications from across the government. That's compared to 2 years ago when apps.usa.gov held a catalog of just 15 apps. The 100th edition is a smoking cessation app from the National Cancer Institute. It helps smokers track cravings, moods, progress toward milestones, and smoking triggers.
General Dynamics IT delivers the full strength of enterprise IT to drive innovation like infrastructure consolidation and modernization, cross-domain information sharing, cloud computing, Web 2.0, and a constant flow of new applications and IT services. General Dynamics IT helps government, military, and commercial organizations achieve new levels of productivity and mission effectiveness. General Dynamics IT brings together the expertise, technology, and best practices to deliver secure enterprise IT solutions. Go to gdit.com to learn more. That's gdit.com.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy. Can I help you?
Yeah, I've been learning about HD radio technology at hdradio.com, and I'd like to see what kind of HD radio receivers are available.
Easy answer. Here at Best Buy, we sell all kinds of HD radio receivers. Home, portables, car, boomboxes with iPod docking.
Cool. Are they expensive?
Nope. This Insignia portable HD radio player is only $49.99, and there's no subscription to listen to HD radio stations.
Sweet. Let's get started.
Learn about HD radio technology at hdradio.com. More radio, more value.
What is the U.S. Social Security Administration doing to reduce disability backlogs? How is SSA improving service and stewardship efforts? What does the future hold for the U.S. Social Security Administration? Join host Michael Keegan as he explores these questions and much more with Michael Ashtrue, Commissioner, U.S. Social Security Administration, next week on the Business of Government Hour.
The Federal IT Challenge is a series exploring the administration's aim to fundamentally change how the federal government purchases and uses IT, and a discussion around one of the biggest goals, reducing the number of federal data centers by at least 40% by 2015. During the show, Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Federal Chief Cloud Executive for VMware, commented,
"Virtualization abstracts the operating system and the data from the device. It provides a certain amount of agility and flexibility from a technological standpoint. Using virtualization and virtual desktop infrastructure to liberate the data from the endpoint device and bring it into the private cloud. That's key. The data in particular, it provides so much more flexibility for multiple devices to be mobile and geographically disparate and still have access to that data."
To hear this show in its entirety, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword VMware.
On November 17th, 2011, the future of air and missile defense changed forever. MEADS, the Medium Extended Air Defense System, demonstrated the first ever over-the-shoulder launch against a simulated target. It was an unprecedented breakthrough and proved that only MEADS, with its 360-degree coverage, can defend our warfighters against air and missile defense threats from any direction. MEADS has the advanced capabilities and reliability that the 40-year-old Patriot system can't provide, and will cost half as much to man and maintain versus upgrading Patriot. MEADS 360-degree coverage defends more area with fewer assets and has the lethality to defeat advanced threats. Defending more, costing less. MEADS. For more information, go to MEADS-AMD.com. That's MEADS-AMD.com.
Paid for by Lockheed Martin.
For 125 years, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth of our nation's capital and its surrounding communities. Your support will help over 21,000 youth who need you most walk through the doors of a Boys and Girls Club and walk out with a plan for their future. Every dollar donated in fiscal year 2012 will be matched up to $250,000 by Stanley Martin Homes. You can help. Go online to www.bgcgw.org and change someone's life. This message brought to you by GEICO.
As a manager, you need to know how you can make your organization more efficient. Listen for Management Friday on Federal News Radio. We bring you information on the keystone of success for any agency or business. Friday mornings at 10, listen for AFGE's perspective on inside government. Next at 11, Shaw, Bransford, and Roth talk about the legal implications of management decisions on Fed Talk. And at noon, listen for Fed Access with Derek T. Dort to hear what career options may be available. Management Friday, only on Federal News Radio, 1500.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been having a real interesting show and talking to Linda Rick. She's co-CEO of Aview Technologies, and they run the job site AviewCentral.com. But the interesting show is because we've been talking about this federal hiring market, maybe debunking some myths that, hey, the federal market has gone away is because of retirement. There will be some federal jobs coming up.
Yep.
Talking about some performance issues, about how federal managers can use some tools, some mobile applications that can maybe help them with their time management, because
right
now they can use these applications, do some things a lot quicker than they were before. So we're talking about how you can improve your process and what's going on in the federal hiring. Linda, you know, when, as we were kind of looking for, I know you're going to be at FOSSE. I know you're going to be at Federal Managers Association.
Yep.
And that's in March. You're going to be at FOSSE in April.
Yep.
So you're going to be showing the mobile apps on both to everybody.
Exactly.
A good point was made by your other co-CEO.
Yeah.
during the break, that there's a rapid
shift. Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, right. What's his name? Wherever he is, somewhere. He's somewhere. But there's a rapid shift from staffing to now dealing, kind of, not necessarily dealing with, but really managing the people that you currently have and getting the best from them.
Right.
Is that what you're focused in on with your applications?
Yeah, that's actually our next tier and what we'll be announcing at FOSSE.
Okay.
So we go to FOSSE, and hopefully you will be at FOSSE.
I'm definitely going to be around there.
To broadcast
you?
Live from the venue. Yeah. They are really, what we're trying to do is get federal agencies to understand that there's a way to adopt technology that increases the engagement of the workforce. So I think what people are concerned about right now, and you see it with like the when they do the federal government climate surveys and employee attitude surveys and things like that, you're starting to see this sort of disengagement. Maybe people are getting fatigued. Mm-hmm. Things are not necessarily optimal for federal employees right now. I think mm-hmm. they feel a little picked on by attacks on the pay and the benefits and all of that. So what we have found is there's a great way to leverage technology, particularly social media-based technology, to increase the level of participation and engagement by federal workers and to start breaking down some of the silos that have kept government agencies, I think, tend to be command and control structured. That's not necessarily a very conducive environment, particularly for millennials, but I think for anybody. It's always difficult if you don't feel like you know somebody who can help you with this or someone who can coach you on something, or you want to reach out to a real expert on something that you're involved in, a problem that you need to solve, and you need to access somebody that used to work here, right. But maybe now is part of your alumni group. And those are the kinds of things that we think are going to be great ways to help federal managers who are trying to create a workforce climate that people are, happy in mm-hmm. and working and feeling like they are understood and supported, but at the same time empowered and reaching out on their own and reasonably independent and getting things done.
Would you say that if you had to kind of break it down, 'cause you talk to federal managers a lot, mm-hmm. top three concerns that you would probably say coming from, your conversations, what would mm-hmm. be the top three?
I think the number one is just frustration with administrative processes that are very, very convoluted.
Okay.
And it can range from procurement processes to HR processes, but the number one that I hear about, and it may be my discipline, but the number one I hear about is real frustration with the HR process.
So feel like you can't get anything done. You feel like, and is that more for civil service agencies or accepted service, or it doesn't really make a difference?
No, I think it's across the board, and it may be even worse in DOD.
Okay.
And then I think the second that you hear about is, I can't get the performance level that I'm expected to operate at, and I can't figure out how to.
From my people?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not that they're underperforming. It's more that I don't have enough people to do what I need to do based on how I have to do it, and I'm not empowered to change that.
Okay.
And at the same time, I'm having a hard time keeping everybody, energized, and it's taking a lot out of the manager to do that.
Right.
And then you've got the other problem of budgets are getting compressed, so, first to go, training and travel,
sure.
right? Mm. So now you're starting to feel unduly constrained by all of that. And then there's a lot of centralization of activities mm-hmm. in federal agencies, mm-hmm. which is a really flawed theory of how to save money.
Okay.
And so what you do is you take resources that the manager might have had 5 years ago.
And maybe a field office or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you centralize it.
Right. You no longer have that personal connection anymore.
Yeah. You don't have that. And you don't have anybody you can call. So, they set up call centers,
so
which are firewalls.
Yeah, right.
It's like, sure, if you can crawl over that wall and get over here, I'll talk to you.
It's like that. What's that Geico commercial? The guy's playing the music.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Keep holding.
Right. Keep holding. Yeah.
So it's gotten to the point, I think, for federal managers where they really need more concrete delegated authority. They need to be empowered, and they need to have a lot more authority around, you know, things like their administrative processes, which are the principal thing that underlie their operations.
Linda Rich, she's co-CEO of AVIEW Technologies. It always goes too fast, Linda. Always got so much to talk about. But AVIEW Technologies will be at FOSSE. They will also be at the Federal Managers Association Conference, both coming up. If you're a federal manager, make sure you stop by and see either their presentation or stop by their booth and see the mobile apps that they've got going on. Also, you can find their job site at AVIEWCentral.com. Thank you, Linda, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Derek.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.